hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be
good evening to all listeners. Thank God for another Saturday. So it's a privilege to come your way. All right, I'm Eben. So from now till 9 p.m., I'll be with you. And today or tonight, I'm having a guest. And we are going to have a series of discussions for maybe, God willing, 3 weeks or so. And there's a lot happening in our schools, and seriously, I mean, this afternoon he called me, and I mean, some of the things he told me, it's worrying. I mean, we'll have him in the studio. He's around, but he'll be in the studio soon, and we'll be talking after the news segment. And it's important we know these things as parents, you know, because there's a lot of ignorance on the side of parents about what is happening and all that. So knowing these things makes it important to know how to pray and all that. And today we had the prayer conference happened at OSS of Love. We had a good time. Thank God for, I saw some of the listeners were around, and yeah, those who came were blessed. Indeed, we find ourselves in times in which prayer for our children should be far more important than any other thing, spiritual activity that we can think of, because the times are just not ordinary at all. So first, we'll go through briefly some of the news, and then we'll get into serious talk as well. All right, so this first news, very, very unfortunate. 70 Christians beheaded in, it's terrible. I mean, when I saw it, it's like, wow. But most networks have not even reported about this news. That's even the worrying part of it. I mean, so 70 Christians beheaded in Congo, DRC, by ISIS-aligned militants. The headline says, and the world is mostly silent. And indeed, it's true. I mean, CNN and Co. have all not reported these things. And we have 70 Christians have been beheaded with machetes or large knives, according to multiple groups that monitor terrorism and persecution by Islamist militants in the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. And yet the world remains mostly silent. The 70 Christians were first rounded up by Islamist rebels from the Allied Democratic Forces, a group affiliated with the terror group Islamic State, or ISIS, according to Open Doors USA, which monitors Christian persecution around the world. The Christians, reportedly all from the Lubero district, were forced out of their homes allegedly early in the morning of February 13th. Oh, my birthday. Wow. With the rebels shouting, "Get out, get out." They were taken hostage and moved to a small Christian church in the village of Kasanga. There, inside a building that had until been considered a sanctuary, they were first tied up and then all 70 beheaded, the groups say. Wow. Vianney Veswanda, coordinator of the local community protection committee, is quoted by Global Fight Against Terrorism funding organization GFATF as saying 70 bodies were discovered in the church. They were found tied up. Sources report that local Islamist militants wouldn't let Christian leaders bury the dead for some 5 days. Open Doors USA reports that 95% of people living in DRC are Christian, yet the Islamist ADF analysts say are bent on turning this community into the troubled northeast of the country into an Islamic caliphate, forcing this majority Christian community to follow extreme Muslim practices. And it goes on and on. it's serious. Okay, then we go to the next news. This is a Gallup poll report, and you know I always say that these reports give a lot of insight into the state of the church and into the state of the society and all that. That's America, but I keep saying all the time that if we are to do similar polls here, I can certainly say that the variation will not be that much, because our societies, when it comes to the spirituality, a lot of the mess that we are in is just close to what they are also in now. All right, so we go. The headline says Americans who identify as LGBT have nearly tripled in 12 years to record high, according to a Gallup poll. Wow. And LGBT identification doubled in the past decade, including nearly 20% of Gen Z. And then only a quarter of Gen Z attends church at least once a month, according to the survey. There's a crisis. Oh, I mean, there's a crisis. Well, so the percentage of American adults who identify as something other than heterosexual continues to soar to record highs, especially among younger generations, according to the Gallup study released on Thursday. 23%, that's one in five of Generation Z Americans, or those born between 1997 and 2006, identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, the study found. Then amongst the millennials, or those born between 1981 and 1996, that number was 14.2%. Both younger generations indicated a sharp increase in LGBT identification compared to older generations, of Generation X reporting 5.1%, baby boomers at 3%, and those born before 1946 reporting just 1.8%. Nkokra for the okay. Okay, then the most recent findings come from phone interviews conducted in 2024 with more than 14,000 adults aged 18 and over. During the interviews, participants were asked to identify as straight, heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or another identity. About 9.3% of U.S. adults identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or something other than heterosexual in 2024. The current figure has nearly doubled since 2020 and far surpasses the rate of 3.5% in 2012, when Gallup first began measuring sexual orientation and gender identity. According to the results, 85.7% identified as straight, 5.2% as bisexual, 2% as gay, 1.4% as lesbian, 1.3% as transgender. Fewer than 1% identified as under LGBT, such as pansexual, asexual, or queer, and all that. 5% of respondents chose not to answer the question. Those identifying with an LGBT identity were more likely to be female, liberal, white, and urban. The study also found, with 21% of them claiming to be liberal compared to 8% as moderate and 3% as conservatives. Politically, 14% identified as Democrats, and whilst only 3% identified as Republicans. That's interesting. 11% were independents. Women were nearly twice as likely as men to assume an LGBT label. Amongst Gen Z women, 31% did, but only 12% of men. Gallup attributed such a factor to the fact that women were more likely to identify as bisexual compared to men. The rate of LGBT identification has nearly tripled in the 12 years they have been tracking such information, including increasing numbers of Americans in their teens, 20s and 30s are claiming to be bisexual, especially women. But younger adults are also more likely than older adults to identify as lesbian, gay, transgender, or other non-heterosexual orientations. The rates of LGBTQ identification is likely to continue to grow, given the generational shifts underway, Gallup said. This is... anyway, in the studio, I have... I call him Mr. Billy, and... He's with the SU Ashanti region. So you are welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. You know, this news is worrying. See, and I keep saying all the time on this program, if we are to do a survey in Ghana of this nature, private survey, that people will see the truth as it is, will be shocked by the numbers.
Yeah, you are right.
We will be very, very shocked by the numbers. And you see, it's sad because I'll liken it to like an undercurrent that is not seen, but it's moving and spreading undercurrent below the surface. So it looks as if, oh, as for Ghana, we are a Christian nation, we are more of positive, and we are anti-LGBT, we are anti...
We are just deceiving ourselves.
Things are happening. I mean, if you hear some of the things happening in the schools, I mean, you are much more aware about the realities in the schools than myself. And, you know, the spirituality of this is... Let me just cite... I cited this example on this program, I think, 2 years or so ago. I read... an interview for, I mean, there's this lady, she's an actress. Rebel Wilson or something? I forgot. I think so. And she was a normal street person, and she acted the movie in which she played the role of a lesbian.
Mm.
And this is her own words. I'm paraphrasing, but in her own words, after that movie, she started having the feelings of, and now as we talk now, she's become a lesbian, married to a woman. But she wasn't so until she acted the movie.
Mm.
So after reading that report, what went through my mind was, what about those who watched that movie? Because even the one who acted, the demons have taken over her life. So clearly, those who also watch this movie will be exposed.
Yeah.
And this is what is happening. The movie industry is seriously recruiting souls into this. Because I remember during Obama's time, the wife went to Hollywood, and there was a program, and she thanked them for the role they've played in promoting LGBT across the world. Because you see,
and that is why when you were reading the findings, you know, more people with Democrats,
oh yeah,
were into than Republicans.
it's serious. So the movie industry. So when you tell Christians that be careful what you watch, you know, people think, oh, you are being too spiritual. You are being too. You see, a lot of these people, if they are to confess or they are to be pushed in terms of stating when exactly their interest started in these things, I can dare say that most people will be able to point to something, an event, a program, after watching something or listening to, I mean, something triggered this. It just doesn't happen. I mean, it's not just you are just there and then you are just suddenly an LGBT. No, something would initiate it. And this is where the issue is. So the movies are being used seriously. So for people who think, oh, there's nothing wrong watching these secular movies, oh, it's just some few seconds, it's just a scene that passed, and so it doesn't matter. The seeds that you are sowing, we are talking of spiritual things here. So I believe those who understand would understand it. Anyway, the program is Issues of Life. I'll be back after this short break, and then we'll have further discussion.
We have happen next is often revealed by the background music.
Hey, Bob, the boss wants to see you.
Really? Do you think it's about my raise?
Sure.
All right. Wish me luck.
Dibs on his chair.
Wouldn't it be nice if in our lives we could have the same kind of warning?
Sir, the painters are here to remove their paint stains from last week.
Great. Think they'll ruin anything else this time?
Probably.
We don't know what will happen to us next, but Jesus does, and he wants us to trust him with our future.
I'll be down in a bit. I'm going to take a shower. You know, on second thought, I don't smell that bad.
Have you trusted Jesus with your future? The time to decide is now. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. When the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story, a sinner has come home. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. My sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story, a sinner has come home. For there's a new it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. Never more to roam. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing and his grace in the mansions bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Heaven. What a day of rejoicing.
rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing,
we'll sing,
we'll shout,
we'll shout,
we'll sing,
sing,
shout,
shout, dance all about.
We'll sing and shout the victory.
He has some rendition of the hymns, and I just love his songs. All right, so welcome back to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. I have with me Pastor Billy Bonsu, and it's always a privilege, you know, having him in the studio. Let me just read a message I got from someone. It says, it's so nice listening to you and Pastor Billy Bonsu, who was my scripture union teacher back in the days. God bless you both, listening to you all the way from the States. Then he added this as his last message. Joining the scripture union was the best decision my twin brother and I have had to make. And it's such a beautiful message to see that still in the Lord in these evil days, because as for the journey, anybody can start, but to be consistent and still be in the race and in the journey over the years, he sent one message to me, said that I've never missed this program since 2016. Wow. Wow. Interesting. Okay, so thank you for being a faithful listener. Okay. All right, so welcome to this program.
Thank you.
And, you know, we talk off phone, when we meet and all that. What is happening in our schools now that parents should be concerned as Christians?
All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. On behalf of Scripture Union Ghana, on behalf of the schools committee, which I'm the chair, we want to thank you so much. You know, Scripture Union has different committees. Scripture Union basically is to empower people or strengthen them in the Lord for their churches.
Okay.
That is what Scripture Union basically is all about. We help you to grow in the Lord by reading your Bible, getting closer to God, talking to Him and listening to Him, and also fellowshipping with others so that you can build your faith in the Lord. And we have adults and we have young people. And the young people are basically in the schools. So we have schools committee. We have even camp meeting, a committee that is in charge of camp meeting.
Okay.
But I'm the chair for schools committee. And schools committee in charge of basic schools, we charge of the senior high school. So we go to JHS, we go to SHS. And what we do is that we encourage them to start as young as they are, knowing how to study the Word of God, know how to pray and fellowship with other people so that they can use this to go and help their churches. Mm-hmm. By the time they reach maybe a university, they will be strong in the Lord because they are going to take over from the older generation in terms of leadership. Yeah. They are going to do that. So we prepare them for their churches and we prepare them for the nation as well, because we run leadership program for them as well.
Oh, okay.
We have a program called Integrity Campaign. Mm-hmm. And we have a program called Purity Campaign. So we train them how to become a leader with integrity.
Oh, okay.
And I think that this is something that the schools should buy into it. I mean, Ministry of Education. Because, you see, yeah, today we know what we are seeing when it comes to leaders. Go to our parliament. Mm-hmm. I was so surprised that, I mean, there was chaos and somebody could go and hide under a table. And I mean, no. If we have people,
yeah,
who have of integrity,
yeah,
I'm sure that some of these things wouldn't experience them.
It's true.
So we help them by taking them through how to do all these things so that they will grow well in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And they will become stronger in their Christian faith. But we want to bring to the attention of parents who are listening, it's a wake-up call. And this wake-up call is not only from Scripture Union, mm-hmm, but stakeholders of Ghana Education Service. Recently, you have been following the news where stakeholders, NAT and NAGRAT, are calling for,
yeah,
serious policies, mm-hmm, in our schools because of the way things are going.
Yeah.
Now, we had a rally today. We've been organizing missions.
Okay.
But what is happening is that there are a lot of things that the children are going through, but they cannot share with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot share, even some of them cannot share with their pastors or even church leadership. Mm. By God's grace, when you go to schools for missions and rallies, they are able to open up to us, yeah, to share with us. And it will interest you to know that sometimes some of the issues you have to bring in the parents. Mm. And when you call them and you tell them that this is what is happening, mm-mm, and we want to bring you, they say no way. Because they don't believe it.
They don't believe what you are saying.
They don't believe it.
My child is this.
Yes, I mean, there have been issues that we have to bring in the head of the school, as, because if there is a case and it's a serious one, we have to, mm-hmm, involve the school's authority.
Yes, I think.
And then, yeah, the parent as well. I mean, we have had cases where some of them, I mean, let me say it, is a pastor of a church and his own daughter. So the issue, we have to bring in the mother. Mm-mm. And leave the child, the father out of this issue. We have to, some of the issues, you call them and say, we don't believe it because we have brought up our child in a way that is very difficult for the child to do that. Until they come there and they hear from their own child that this is what I have been doing, what they are saying is true.
Wow.
So a lot of things are happening and they are going through a lot of things. They are doing all kinds of things, but they are not able to share, mm-hmm, with them. Maybe there's no opportunity for them to do that.
Yeah.
There's no avenue where the child said, I have this issue, so come. And this is where I think that the churches, we used to do, but I think it's dying off, mm-hmm, where we, after taking them through whatever, we need to make room for counseling.
Yeah.
We need to make room for counseling because that is where the children can open up. And most of them, because this opportunity is not there for them, they do that when they go for camp meetings, mm-hmm, they go for mission, when we go to schools for missions. Then they come to us and say that this is what we are going through. Today at a rally, we invited somebody to come and share with them things that are happening, okay, in their schools. And after that, there was a call,
okay,
for those who are into all kinds of stuff,
mm-hmm,
and they want to change, to come forward. We have over 120 students.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is that when they come, we take their details and then the problem that they have,
yeah,
that we can maybe later on get in touch with them and help them. So I try to go through some of the issues or challenges that they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
over 90% have to do with people who are lesbians, students.
Here we go.
People who have been masturbating.
Wow.
Students who have STDs. Mm-hmm. And they can't share with anybody.
Yeah.
People who have been part of a secret society in their schools.
Wow.
And they are looking for a way to come out.
Yeah.
They have threatened them that if you go out and you tell them,
they will kill you.
You kill you.
Yeah.
So the only place that they can run to is such programs that they can open up to ask for us to help them. Now, let me tell the issues one after the other. I'm sure we have more days, so I mean, so we will.
You know, it's worrying, though. You know, when I read the statistics from the U.S. and EU and other countries, because we don't have these statistics, Ghana, mm-hmm. we don't do these polls. Maybe I have to look at starting some of these polls and see, but. I know, because when the various info I hear from various places, I can assume and conclude that's how I keep saying that if we are to do these polls here in our country, we'll be shocked by the numbers.
Definitely.
And clearly what you are saying, because that's exactly what is happening.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, it's always
a lot of things are happening in the schools.
Oh yeah, always.
We shouldn't pretend as if nothing is happening. I mean, a lot of things are happening, and so when we meet them, we try to find out at what age were they introduced to this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of them start from JHS. We've had cases where it's even started from primary.
Wow.
Some of this. Let me start with this masturbation mm-hmm. thing, and then let's.
Yeah.
You know. Those who introduce them to it, I mean, mm-hmm. they are a well-defined group. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Their purpose is to influence these young ones to be part of where they belong,
mm-hmm.
to join their group. And they use money to influence them.
That's where the issue is.
They use money to influence them. And for some, it's not about money. So you may be a parent, you give enough money, you think that I give them the provisions. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's not about the provisions you give, it's not about the money that you give to them.
Yeah.
But as people who have purpose in their heart that we want to win these people, we want to destroy their lives, mm-hmm. we want to introduce them to this. And there are those that, because of money, they go into it.
Mm-hmm.
There are teachers
yeah.
who are patrons
Aish.
For these groups.
Asimaba.
We have seniors who they will say they want to catch them young. So when the young ones, the form ones come, they target them. So they want to win them so that they continue that generation. So the school, I mean, this is not even a news. The school mother, the school mm-hmm. father stuff.
Yeah, but it's worse.
Most of them, they just take them because they want to introduce them into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they have leadership. They go for meetings. How many people have you introduced? So they go and give reports.
Hey.
It's interesting that they go for a meeting. They want to know the work that you have done.
Hey.
So they meet. I mean, they tell us what happens
mm-hmm.
because they want to change from that.
Yeah.
They meet. And how many people they're young, so they have targets. Some of them have targets that the form ones who are coming, you need to get this number. And
wow.
they also provide them with things that they can use to influence them.
Hey.
They provide them, if it's money, provision, they will spoil you with money, they will spoil you with phones, sometimes provisions, just to introduce you into this.
It's a whole syndicate at work.
So if you are a Christian, you don't assume that my child is well trained and it's difficult for that child to go into some of this. No. Sometimes they use money,
the
it doesn't
pressure,
work.
The peer
then
pressure.
They sometimes they have to beat them for some of them to just
mm-hmm. the bullying, the seniors,
so that they will go into it. Some, that is what they do. And some of them are also spiritual. They use that one. I mean, I've met somebody who said that he wants to be, I mean, somebody introducing his mate, introduced him into this occultic thing. Yeah. Where he said that he can be so powerful that if he says something, no teacher can say no. So they went to, I think they slept, they went to cemetery and they slept there for, I think, about 3 days. Three nights. Hey. Just to become powerful. So that whatever he says.
Now, power, not the wedding.
No, if you're a lady and you say that, I love you, there's no way you can say no.
Oh, what a generation.
If you're a teacher and you want to punish him, you said, I won't do it. You won't say anything. It goes to the teachers as well. If you are hot, be hot. If you are cold, be cold.
Cold,
because
yeah.
Some of these young ones are so they are so
demonized,
powerful
yeah.
than you, the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had cases where somebody said, teacher, I'm not oh yeah, because I'm so much I'm a manager here.
Straight up.
I mean, they tell us, me manager here. And you see, they go when they are giving. They said that when they are giving reports, we know Dikwa says, "And I'm a man in the car crash, no, a kunya accident." Now, my man, we hear say, "My man, when you talk to students, young ones, sometimes when they are telling you, just you, the only thing that you can do is just sit there, open your mouth, and just listen to them."
I'm amazed by what you are hearing.
What they are saying. So things are happening.
Oh yeah.
And it goes beyond the physical. It goes beyond physical. So if you are Christian and your child is going to school,
seriously,
talk to them, pray for them,
and keep praying.
And keep praying
as they are there. Yes.
Well, yes. You don't stop because he has gone there. Anything can happen.
Now the warfare is
anything can happen.
Taking to another level.
So the other thing is that some of them, they are wolves. You go and say, oh, I know this person, this teacher is a Christian. And some of them, that they tell us that the apparent things that, oh, this person is a Christian, so I've given my word to him to take care of him if he needs anything. They are wolves. There's a case, a girl, I think form one, the teacher has impregnated, I think twice. They have got abortion twice. Form one.
Wow.
About to go to form two. And the teacher gives this child everything. With a lot of promises. So these are things that are happening in the schools. And these are things that the student themselves, they tell us that these are things that we are going through. For some of them, they want to stop. Others, they are not ready to stop.
And they are enjoying the power and the control. And
so we have people, I mean, those who are introduced into sex, and there are those who are also into this occultic thing. I mean, the most dangerous ones have to do with the occult society that young ones are introduced into. Recently, there was a boy who, he said he wants to football betting. He wants to get power so that he can win, predict match and win. So he has to go and sleep. Go to the cemetery to sleep there. Go to cemetery to sleep there. I think this is for number of days, about 7 days, so that he can predict matches and win.
The love of money.
Form one students want to be a millionaire.
What a world! I mean.
So these are things, and then we also have sugar daddies and mommies. Who also have their agents there. When I talk about agent, they have people
recruiting.
They have recruited them, and they are also recruiting others. And they organize programs. These days, party things. They organize program, and the student run away from school. They run away from campus. They go for parties and come back. what are the things that they use to influence them? It's about money.
Yeah, money there is all.
They will give you a lot of money. So this child doesn't have respect for the teacher who's teaching here.
He has more money than the teacher.
Yes. For some of them, for the ladies especially, it has to do with phones, flashy things. Phones, iPhone.
iPhone.
And somebody destroys the future, a bright future of a child. So they are introduced them.
Just pause there. I watched the report yesterday by a neuroscientist. Like, they did a research, you know, where they put all those wires on your head and they are reading your mind and all that. And they were testing how users of iPhone react to their phone, like the mention of their brand and Samsung and
okay.
You know, the Samsung users too. They were testing. And the report is staggering and worrying and interesting because they said the iPhone users react in a very, very positive way. It's like it's part of them. But when they test other users, they are just normal. I'm just using the machine, so and so what. So the brand, when they mention the brand, they don't react. It doesn't. Their brain doesn't take. Nothing happens. It's just normal. So the report was saying there's something about this thing because clearly it's now abnormal. Because a device you are using and the brand makes you react. Your brain reacts in a certain way.
People would do anything to get an iPhone.
It's serious. This thing.
They would do anything just to get an iPhone. I don't know whether you've heard of this party thing, the Rainbow Party.
Rainbow?
Yes. They have Rainbow Party.
Yeah, called LGBT.
The Rainbow Party, this is how they go about it. We are saying this to bring to your attention parents. Now, when the young girls are having their menses, there's a party that they organize.
Hey,
so they go for the party, and then let's say it.
That's a mama.
The man will lick the blood, and that's the rainbow. That is when you are having your menses.
Wow.
So those who are having their menses will go for that party, and the man will be licking it. Licking this one, what does it mean? So the young ones, I don't know those who will be able to have a marriage that is sustainable.
A
marriage that they are going to give birth.
Yeah, spiritual implications. Yeah.
Because as spiritual, yes. So these are things that they introduce them to. So they go for the party, they will enjoy themselves, and the men will be licking this. So what's the future of this? So they are introducing a lot of things. Meanwhile, as a mother or as a father, you may think that your child is in school. It's not because the teachers are not doing what they are supposed to do, but there are people who are there recruiting them, people who are there making sure that the future of these young ones are destroyed.
Yeah, they are selling their souls.
And teachers who help them are not even per the policy, are not allowed to help them. You cannot punish the child.
You see, this is where the devil, through this white donors, pushed this whole thing to GES. No punishment, no this. The devil has worked though.
You meet some of the house masters, house mistresses. Who am I?
They are powerless.
Who am I to go and punish this child?
No, but because seriously, I can't do that. This new government, they have to. I expect Nagrat and not to make more noise when they meet and talk about, because we cannot go on as a country like this where teachers are powerless and lawlessness is just rampant in the schools and they just look on. We can't be necessarily
they've raised it.
Yeah, no, but the pressure they
but
should
as whether as, they are as, really going to.
Yeah, but they should exert more if they want to get their money and whatever. They know the right buttons to press to get it. They should exert enough pressure on this. Because yes,
but this who is going to make sure that this policy is implemented? Because sometimes when listening to these young ones, they tell us names that they mention. Some of them are MPs, some of them are chiefs, some of them are pastors. So the people who are to ensure
it will go nowhere.
That, yes, they won't do that.
You see, sometimes when they are mentioning names or they are mentioning positions that people are holding, and you ask yourself, where are we going as a nation? So why should they do it? Because to go against them. Do you think that they are not aware? They are aware.
The powers that be.
But they won't do it because it will go against them. And that is what is happening now.
You know, I have a teacher friend in a school somewhere in the central region. He's listening. He's even sent a message. He says, sleeping at the cemetery because of betting. His school on my mind. I mean, I'll mention the school. And I mean, he tells me some of the things happening in the school, the occult, where they slash people's palms with knives. And sometimes he tells me some of the things, and it's like, I mean, what is happening? Because it's as if we have, you see, previously, some years back, you know, where we used to watch Nigerian movies, you watch Nigerian universities, they had this gang type of things, and now it's in Ghana and it's at the lower levels that we wouldn't even expect. And it's so serious that today I was talking about at the prayer conference that we did that now praying for our children is not like something that may permit type of thing. Now we are bound, we are mandated, we have to see it as the most critical thing in our lives as parents, because the warfare that we are engaged in, whether we know it or not, because, okay, assuming your child is in SHS and you are listening to this, whether you know the things we are saying or not, your child is exposed to these things. So what can you do? You can't say that your child shouldn't go to school. So now we need to step up the game as parents. That's why we are bringing this discussion, so that parents will be awakened from their slumber, spiritual slumber, because a lot of people think, SHS, the problems are just the school, feeding issues and food and all these things. But we are talking of life and death matters here. Eternity related issues are rampant, because all these things we are talking about, can whether a child goes to heaven or hell, can relate to, come out of all these things. So I believe parents should rethink the whole issue of how they relate to their children in schools. And this is where one of the missing links, the communication gap, where some parents, it's all about just providing, and that is it. No, even visitation. I've heard parents, who tell that, maybe go to school, I'm a stressor, you see, the time when we were in school, even though there were demons, the demons were, they were KG demons. Now the demons secondary schools are PhD holding demons. So you can't compare when you were going, you were a student and your parents didn't visit you, so you wouldn't pamper your child by visiting. Then she was thinking, it's not about pampering your child though. It's about ensuring that you have effective communication over and the hold over your child's life. Because, you see, praying from afar, yes, is good. But visiting gives some level of interaction. You see, if there are some changes, fine, there can be pretense. But at least communication, and it's better to at least visit, if possible.
Talk to his or her friends.
Yeah,
know.
There should be, because now we can, the way the whole thing has become, to be a parent in this generation is something else.
If there is any time to pray for your child,
it's now.
It's now.
Oh yeah, it's true.
The hooliganism going on in the schools is about showing off who is supreme, who has more power. So it goes beyond what we see and what we hear.
Yeah,
it's about challenging each other. And they want to show off that they are more powerful, because they have been initiated, and they want to prove that they have more power. That is why some of these things are going on. So it goes beyond what we see, what we hear.
I have a message. It says, in my school now, any lawlessness will be treated some way a bit off. But when it comes to homosexuality, don't go there. The order is conceal the identity. That's the order of the day. Because you have big men, the children of big men in the school. And they are involved in, so they always conceal their. I mean, can you imagine where in a school where previous school prefects were all homosexual gays? So if the head prefect is gay, what spirit runs through the system? And you see, so sometimes when I hear parents, I want my child to go to this grade A school and this and that and that. Sometimes now the world is not just about I want my child to go here. Have you prayed about it? What prayer have you made about which school you want your child to go? Because what is the use of wanting your child to go to school A, B, C, and that because of that exposes your child to lifestyle that ends the child in hell? Then what's the use? Mm. What is the use? Because we are talking of situations where we have a broken system. And a country with a broken system, example, you talked of this car power, they want to buy cars and all, I mean, money and all that. I keep asking myself, in no civilized society would you have 18-year-olds driving on licensed Mercedes-Benz C-classes in the streets of our cities, Accra, Kumasi, and no one cares. No one asks the question, where did you get the money from? It won't happen in any civilized society. But what are we seeing? 18-year-olds running around with unlicensed Mercedes-Benz, and nobody, I mean, Yoko and all these mandated government agencies cannot question them, what is the source of your money? Because you can't tell me that 18-year-old boy, you are not working, but you can afford to buy a Mercedes-Benz several, I mean, amounts of million, I mean, tens of, hundreds of, I mean, thousands of CDs, buy this car. Where did you get the money from?
How many adults can even afford this?
Where did you, and it's like, and it's not just one person. You see it, it's a group, and it's known. Everybody knows. We see it, Accra, all over Kumasi. But it tells you the system is broken because the government institutions that are mandated to even check these things, they don't care. So children are driving expensive cars. Nobody questions the source of their money. No one cares. So why won't they be encouraged to do it more?
Mm.
Assuming Yoko is to step up their game to do their work by, ensuring that they start questioning these boys. Where is the proof? The source of your money. When they'll be careful about this open lifestyle show off, because you know that if you go and show off, you'll be called to Yoko to answer where you got the money from. So now it will tone down a little. But it's like now it's open season. No one cares.
Now, if you go to the schools, I know it's Ghana Education Policy. I think the students are not supposed to go with phones. But it will interest you to know that phone is one of the ways that they are really using to get them. They have WhatsApp groups. So when they introduce you, you join. And when you join, they give you phone. They give you iPhone. They will ask you what kind of phone that are you using.
This phone.
Then they will give you iPhone. Then they will use that. So there are some students that they, in the night, they will do phone sex. So parents who are listening to me, the phones that you are giving to your children or people are buying for them, they use it for, not all of them, definitely not all of them. But some of them use it for phone sex. So the person will call. So you know the ladies, they will cover their bed. Mm-hmm. They will use their mosquito net and their this thing to cover it. And they will say that they will tell us that they use that one for phone sex. Wow. So the man will call. I want to see this. I want to see that. Show me and all kinds of things. That is what they used to do, and that is what they also used to post their nakedness. So you take a picture or you video yourself, you send it. And then those outside will also send it to men who are also interested. So your child is in school and they are selling that person outside.
For sale.
So they will send the video and then they will also forward it to men, and the men will also invite them. Well, I'm interested in this girl. Then they will organize a party. The other thing about this party thing, and that one, if you're a Christian or not a Christian, anytime these days, if you go for a party, be very careful what you take.
Oh yeah, the drink there.
Are you aware they have Calipo, which has alcohol in it?
They put
the Calipo.
Yeah, they put that type. Yeah.
Good.
the sobolo, you know.
Oh, as for sobolo,
the cake.
Someone
cake
told
these
me,
days now they are the cake.
The sobolo. Someone told me that when you see those who sell, they have two types. They have the normal price, the normal low price, standard price, and then they have the special one. That one is more expensive. That's the drug laced one. I said, wow, is that the
kind? And even the so those days, know, the normal egg, the kusia that they sell.
Kusia
be very careful. I mean, the people order eggs, the normal egg with pepper.
Kusia ni
kusia ni moku. They have special one you order, and that one is more expensive.
This generation cried.
Now, when you go for a birthday program, party, or even let's use a party because a party is what. If you go for a party, you know when they cut the cake. If you don't really know the person, don't take it. Cake, birthday cake. Be very careful.
The drugs are shame.
By the time you get home,
that's even if you get home.
And so when they organize pool party, they will, you know, students will run away from school, pool party, and they will run away from school weekends, and they will go. So you think that your child is in school, now, and the child will be going.
Now the issue, recently I was just being told. A good friend was telling me of an in-law who goes to one of the schools in town, and he said the girls, I was like, that you are married to this, they are married, it's a girls school, and it's known they have their special rings and they wear it, so it's not a secret. It's like they do their marriage ceremonies.
In fact, if you're a parent, you should be very careful with what your child put on.
Yeah.
Whatever you didn't give to your child going to school, when the child comes and the child has that thing, you need to pray.
But would they bring it home?
And that is another thing.
That's where the issue is.
That is another, because they won't bring it.
A double life, or completely double life. They will leave everything at school, come home as saints.
They buy for them, or they buy them themselves a lot of things, and they hide them. They know where to keep them. And the person will come home. Innocent girl, innocent boy.
This generation is in trouble because they finish SS, they get to university. This friend I'm talking about, the daughter went to tech just this year, the first years. Some people came door to door sharing condoms at their hostel. And it's like, when I heard it, my mind was just like, so how low can we go as a society? Sharing condoms. Door to door, the form ones. See,
so that our children are not safe
at all. Oh no, this generation.
Parents, you are also not safe.
Oh yeah, baby Andrew.
Because if trouble comes, we are also going to get our share of it. So this is just a wake up call.
Yeah,
for parents to be.
The time is. When you are having a serious talk, then the time also. I don't know whether the time gets on steroids. Film. It's here at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
But listeners, this is the beginning of a series of conversations I'm going to have with Pastor Billy Bonsu on this very serious issue, because we just can't play ostrich as if all is well. No. That's why I discussed with him that we have to have some few weeks to address these issues so that parents will know how to handle these things, especially, you see, prayer is the critical thing. But you see, you pray based on knowledge. If you don't know what is happening, how, you see, your prayer will be limited. But now, I believe after this evening's discussion, parents whose children are in SHS would have a different perspective regarding how to pray for them. Because now you know that things are far more serious than perhaps you were thinking or you've heard and all that. So this is Issues of Life, Spirit 88.3 FM. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Greetings to our listeners across the world. We had the US message and others. Greetings to those in Cape Coast, and I won't mention his name and I mentioned some people who know the school so and all that. So thank you for listening. It's recorded. It will be uploaded to Issues website, spiritissues.info, and in the Telegram group as well. So good night and God bless you. I'm Eben. Thank you.
Content rich, positive music from the Ashanti Kingdom through the internet at www.spiritfmonline.com to all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Middle East, and the Americas. Spirit FM.